This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Like God, and you will live for God. So you must put on this whole armor. Now, why must you put on the whole armor? Separate pieces is not going to help you. Why must you put the whole armor on? Well, he tells you that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. What are these wiles? It's that deceit, that craftiness, that cricket, that trickery. And he's deceiving you. Why? Of the devil. He is the false accuser and he is the slanderer. But God says, put on that whole armor and you're not going to fall for anything that joker comes up with. How do I know this? Because look at this. 1 Peter 5:8 says this. Check this out. 1 Peter 5:8 says this. It says, be sober, be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Now I'm telling you, he is looking around, looking for those ones that are weak, that don't have that armor on. Now he ain't gonna mess. He's gonna mess with you even if you got the armor. But if you ain't got it on, he is going to attack. He is going to pounce. The Bible describes him as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. But the scripture tells us to be sober and to be vigilant. Are you sober minded? Is your mind strong? Are you vigilant at what God told you to do? Because if you are, then you obey the stand. 2 Corinthians 2:11 says this. Oh, I love this. 2 Corinthians 2:11 says this. It says, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. See, whenever you're in God's word, he is going to tell you how to prepare for that devil. And you won't be ignorant of his devices. When you have the whole armor of God, you are prepared for the attacks of the wicked one. Oh, he's going to attack. Oh, but don't be afraid. If you have that whole armor on and you are strong in the Lord, he is wasting his time. But he is going to try. But are you going to be sober? And are you going to be vigilant? Now, let's go to the next verse, verse 12. We're good on time here. Verse 12. Verse 12 says, now I want you to get this part. This is good. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Now, right off the bat, he tells you we're not fighting flesh and blood. So many a times we're fighting at each other. Satan's biggest ploy is to get you fighting at each other, and then you will stop communicating. You'll break the lines of communication. You won't forgive. And boy, he is over there just loving it. But whenever you learn to forgive, whenever you learn to know that you're not fighting against flesh and blood, he starts off letting us know that we're not fighting flesh and blood. But there's four things. I want you to put four things that the Bible tells us that we're fighting. Let's look at them. He says, against principalities. Now, principalities are Satan's generals who have oversight over entire nations. So you're fighting against principalities, not your brother and your sister, your people you see there in the flesh. You're fighting over principalities, that old Satan generals who have oversight over entire nations. That's the first thing. And number two, it says powers. Those are his private who possess human beings. So there you go.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.